Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this update is being brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen announced that anonymous donors have once again stepped forward to support community members facing hardships during the holiday season, marking the 12th consecutive year of the program. In the coming weeks, sheriff deputies will deliver $100 cash gifts or food certificates to individuals and families who have experienced significant challenges this year, including loss of loved ones, serious illness, job loss, or grandparents raising grandchildren. The program also supports local nonprofits serving homeless and displaced residents. The initiative began when local residents approached Sheriff Hansen, requesting the department's assistance in discreetly distributing aid to those in need. Annual donations have grown substantially from an average of $5,000 in earlier years to between $7,000 and $12,000 recently, with one year reaching $28,000. Deputies deliver gifts unannounced, with distribution typically continuing through New Year's Day. Over 12 years, combined with the previous 9-year Toys for Tots partnership, the Sheriff's Office has facilitated the distribution of more than $328,000 in cash and toys to thousands of Huron County residents. Sanilac County Community Mental Health has donated $1,066 to Aspire Rural Health System's PCUPS, a program that's prostate cancer understanding, prevention, and screening. The contribution will directly support prostate cancer awareness, prevention, and accessible screening services for residents across Michigan's Thumb region. The PCUPS program provides financial assistance for prostate cancer education and prevention efforts, as well as free PSA screenings and grant support for eligible community members. The American Cancer Society estimating that 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Early detection, so education remains critical in improving outcomes. Gary Jean Nanny, a former U.S. military tank operator, appeared before Judge Prill in Huron County Court Monday for violating the terms of his probation. Nanny was found to have consumed alcohol on his birthday, breaching the conditions of a delayed sentence. As a result, the court revoked the delay of sentence and ordered him to serve 120 days in the Huron County Jail, with credit for 32 days already served. His probation remains in effect following the completion of the jail term. Nanny is required to report to the county jail no later than 8 a.m. on Monday, December 8th. And we will be right back.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors, they're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring west of Bad Axe. Real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
Cold, wintry weather brings risk for pets as well as people. Experts say pet owners need to prepare. Sweaters, coats, and booties can be helpful accessories to reduce the risks of frostbite and hypothermia. Depending on the breed, size, and age of the pet, veterinarians recommend limiting time outdoors and being safe around open flames. Avoid encounters with de-icing salts and antifreeze, which can be toxic when ingested in even the smallest amounts. Experts also suggest stocking up on essentials like extra food and medication in case of power outages, road closures, or blizzards. And overseas, Russian President Vladimir Putin says some proposals in a U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine are unacceptable to the Kremlin. That suggests the deal is still some way off despite intense diplomacy by American envoys. U.S. President Donald Trump has initiated the major diplomatic push to stop the fighting, But peace efforts face tough demands, especially regarding Ukraine's territorial concessions and future security. In remarks to an Indian broadcaster before arriving there for a state visit, Putin described recent talks with U.S. envoys as necessary but difficult. His comments were published Thursday. European leaders accused Putin of feigning interest in peace efforts. Russian attacks on Ukrainian cities continue and have caused casualties and severe damage. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring, across from the McLaren Thumb region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring, just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.